From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP is preparing efforts to seal off once and for all the runaway oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. The first step, a so-called static kill involving injection of cement and mud into the top of the well, possibly beginning this weekend. BP is replacing the company's chief executive, Tony Hayward, as has been rumored for weeks. NPR's Paul Brown is with us. And Paul, Hayward became known for verbal gaffes, and he's being replaced with an American executive, Robert Dudley. What's Dudley saying so far?
Well, right off the bat, he says that dealing with the oil spill is job one.
What's first on my agenda is to make sure we do seal that well, that the effort contains the spill, we clean up the beaches, we restore the Gulf, and we'll be doing that for a long time. And that is my number one focus.
That's Dudley speaking with ABC TV this morning.
And speaking of cleaning up those beaches, how is that going, and what do we know about tourism along the Gulf Coast?
Cleanup is going slowly, and every time there's a storm, there are more problems. We'll find out a bit more today about tourism, because Kenneth Feinberg, who oversees payments to people affected by the oil spill, is testifying before Congress on the spill's impact on tourism. And we should probably note that the first family is planning a visit to the Florida Gulf Coast for vacation soon, and that's partly to demonstrate to other Americans that there are vacation spots on the coast unaffected by the spill.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. NATO troops in Afghanistan have found the body of one of the two U.S. sailors missing in an eastern province there since last week. A spokesman for U.S. forces says they're still searching for the other man. The Taliban claim to be holding him captive. The Pentagon says it will take analysts there days or even weeks to assess the fallout from the tens of thousands of classified documents on the war in Afghanistan posted online by a whistleblower group. But NPR's Scott Horsley reports the White House is downplaying the significance of the release.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs insists there are no major revelations in the war documents made public by the WikiLeaks organization. He says the toll of civilian casualties and the fact that insurgents sometimes find safe haven in Pakistan were already well known. But Gibbs says the ground-level combat reports do contain operational details that could put U.S. forces and their allies at risk.
Documents are classified and rated secret for a reason.
The administration stresses the leaked documents cover a period before the president announced his new Afghan strategy in December. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Senate Republicans appear set to block a bill that would force disclosure of the source of funding for political campaign ads. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York is a sponsor of the bill.
We must act now to close the door before faceless groups are allowed to spend unlimited sums without any accountability or transparency.
Republicans say the measure is a way for Democratic incumbents to silence critics. This is NPR News. Kyrgyzstan's government says other nations have agreed to provide just over $1 billion in assistance to help that country rebuild itself after months of ethnic and political violence. The commitments came at a conference in Kyrgyzstan's capital today. Defense attorneys for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich are scheduled to present closing arguments in his corruption trial later this morning. NPR's Cheryl Corley in Chicago reports the judge has warned the lead attorney not to bring up matters that have been ruled out.
Defense attorneys for Rod Blagojevich have argued throughout this case that the government has not proved the former governor of Illinois is guilty of the 24 corruption charges he faces, in part because prosecutors haven't called several witnesses they could have. That's not likely to be part of the defense today because Judge James Zagel told Blagojevich's colorful attorney, Sam Adam Jr., that if he mentioned those uncalled witnesses, he'd risk being held in contempt of court and going to jail. Adam said he had no qualms about that.
My job as a lawyer to do everything I can for my client. And if that's what it takes, if it's necessary to do that, in a heartbeat.
Prosecutors said the former governor was at the center of a corrupt group of individuals in Illinois. The case could go to the jury by this afternoon. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
It's slow going for utility crews working to restore electricity to more than 120,000 homes and businesses in and around the nation's capital. They lost power on Sunday when a major storm hit the area. David Moorhead is with Potomac Electric Power, which serves that area.
There are hundreds of lines that came down, and, the trees and the limbs and all makes it all that more difficult.
Moorhead says most but not all of the affected homes and businesses should have power restored within the next couple of days. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.